What did your family do growing up that you now realize was very, very weird? It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. And as we know, everybody's family is a little different.
Thanks,
some families are extremely competitive and turn everything into a contest. Some families are super affectionate and greet each other with open mouth kisses at every occasion. And even some families are more reserved and only speak to each other on holidays or mandatory court dates.
That's what reserved means.
Yeah, those are the kind of families I like. But no matter what type of household you lived in, chances are when you were growing up, you thought that everything your family did was totally normal because you didn't know any better. But then you grow up and you meet some other families and it makes you realize, wait a minute, my family wasn't so normal after all. We did some really weird things. And recently a survey asked thousands of people across the country, what's something that your family does that you once thought was common practice, only to find out that it's not? And here are some of the best responses. Number 7, a woman in Oklahoma said, went to a friend's house when I was 17. Uh-huh. She asked her mom for a snack and her mom brought out a huge raw white onion completely slathered in mayo on a plate.
What?
Whoa.
That is disgusting.
It says, and her and her sister just went at it with their forks and knives like it was filet mignon.
Oh my good
nasty.
Lord.
It says, I still think about that from time to time.
They
obviously thought that was perfectly normal to be eating a huge raw white onion slathered in mayo, and their friends in there like, I don't want to hang out with these psychopaths anymore.
What kind of breath was going on in that family? I'm just saying, that is more than what Listerine can handle.
Number 6, a guy in New Mexico said, every year, my family had a tradition of going into the backyard and burning the old calendar.
What?
We'd all stand around it and watch it like some kind of ancient ritual. I thought every family did that until I asked my friend in 6th grade if he had burned his calendar yet, and he looked at me like I was crazy. Yeah, it's like after the new year, you're like, hey, so happy new year. How did the burning go? My family's burning was amazing.
My family did black eyed peas on New Year's Day. You'd had to eat black eyed peas.
And really?
Yeah, that means.
Yeah, we did that too.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Really?
A lot of people didn't do it. People I tell that to are like, what are you talking
are
about?
Weird.
It's a common tradition. Black eyed peas are supposed to bring you good luck.
Yeah.
And really?
Sometimes you don't have time to soak them overnight, so we would just swallow one whole, like a dry one.
Okay,
that's the weird part. Number 5, a man from Missouri said, in my house, we had something called Naked Family Fun Time.
Is
this a therapy session we need to get into?
There was nothing sexual about it, but every week, there were a few hours set aside where the entire family didn't wear any clothes in the house. I'm not even kidding. We do our chores naked, play board games naked, and I always thought it was something other kids did. We stopped playing when I turned 13, and I was honestly disappointed for a few weeks. That Naked Family Fun Time was gone.
It's like a part-time nudist colony.
I guess, like, you're probably more confident in your own skin.
Sure.
I don't know.
Really?
My family was weird. Really weird. And my dad was naked all the time, like, way too much. Like, there was a hallway that I used to call, like, the naked freeway. Because you'd just be walking down it, and then he'd burst out of a door naked walking down the hallway. I think, you know, you might be close with your family, but you don't need to be naked around them all the time just to prove that you're close. It was weird. These are the weird things your family did growing up that you thought was totally normal at the time. Number 4, a woman in Tennessee said, my dad had a thing called daddy tax at mealtime.
Okay.
It's where me and my sister had to give our dad 10% of our lunches and dinners because he said it's the law.
Oh,
I just accepted it. Eventually, I realized he was an evil food genius.
He's a bully.
Dad, just get more food on your plate and let your kids eat in peace, all right?
And I like how the parents get the pass just because they're a parent. He was an evil food genius.
Yeah.
He was lying to you so he could steal your food.
Yeah. But hey, it's food that he paid for, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, I guess it really is his.
Yeah.
Number 3, a guy in Pennsylvania said, in my family, we had mandatory cuddle time.
I want to make mandatory cuddle time with my kids. Just force them to be my kids forever.
It says every day around noon, our mom would call all the kids into the living room. Me, my older brother, and my younger sister would all lay down together on the floor and spoon with my mom for 30 minutes until we were allowed to go back out and play.
Oh my God.
Interesting.
That mom needed love so bad, you guys.
Yeah.
Poor mom. Like,
that
just do
it. That is weird. Number two, a girl in Michigan said, growing up, my parents always made us name any meat that we ate so we would have more respect for the animals.
Oh, okay. So, like, if you have chicken, you name it Carl.
Yeah. It says, for example, we'd have to name our hamburgers, our chicken McNuggets, and we'd have to say, thank you, Albert, for letting us eat you tonight.
I think that's kind of nice and respectful.
It also goes on to say, I was really upset when I finally realized that most people don't do this.
Yeah. I was at a friend's house once, and I asked her what we were having for dinner, and she said lamb chops, and lamb chops was legit their pet lamb that they used to have in the yard. It wasn't in the yard anymore.
If you didn't know, Brooke grew up in a town of like 100 people, and so having a lamb live in your front yard, totally normal.
Oh, yeah, that too.
And the eating it, maybe not normal, but having a lamb in your front yard, perfectly normal. And the number one weirdest thing that your family did growing up that you thought was normal, it says, my parents told me that potato chips that were misshaped and folded in half were lucky.
Oh, got the lucky potato chip.
Cool.
So we would make a wish on the chip. And to make it come true, you smashed it against your forehead.
Dude, I want to instate that in my family.
Just trolling your kids.
Oh, my God. But it would make me want to eat a lot of potato chips.
It goes on to say, I finally found out that it was strange when we had a party in elementary school and I kept smashing Doritos into my face. And the teacher sat me down and called my parents to ask if I was okay.
Oh my God.
You know, I think Tim is having a problem. I don't know what it is, but he prefers smashing food in his face rather than eating it. Is everything okay at home?
I just imagine the kid, too, yelling out, Lucky Chip!
Yay! Every bag I get these.
Are obviously some strange childhood stories, but I know that our listening audience probably has ones that are even weirder.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've met our listening audience. And yeah, you guys are pretty weird. So text in 78592. What's the strange thing that your family did growing up that you thought was completely normal until later in life you realized, whoa, we were kind of weird. Text it in 78592. Take your calls next. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Text in at 78592. It says, my mom used to pet me with an owl wing when I was bad.
What?
To cleanse my soul.
Okay,
hippie.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and we're talking about families.
Oh, they're weird.
You know, those weird people that you have to hang out with whether you want to or not while you're growing up. You do all kinds of wacky stuff together. And sometimes the wacky things that you do at home, you think everybody else does, but then you realize later in life, wait a second, nobody does that. My family is really as strange as I've always thought they were. Because we just read a survey from thousands of people asking for the weirdest stories that they realized were actually strange when they got older and met more families. And we're like, not every family pets their kid with an owl feather.
It's hard to keep up with the text messages right now. Everybody's family is strange.
Yeah, it is. There's so many coming in. Let's just go to the phones right now. Hello, Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Who's this?
Hi, Sharina.
Sharina, and what's the weird thing that your family did that you didn't realize was weird until you got older?
Okay, so there were many, but this one stands out. When I used to go to elementary school, my mom would pack my lunch. Mm-hmm. And for my sandwich, she would make me pineapple and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Wait, did you like that? Was that something that you wanted?
I didn't know any better, but I figured, you know, my mom made my lunch. I can't bring it back. And so I would try to trade it at school. But nobody wanted to trade with me.
No, there was one kid. You just didn't talk to him. He was probably in the corner, very quiet, very creepy kid in the corner that would have traded you for that sandwich. But nobody was going to want that sandwich. It doesn't sound that bad to me. I mean, it's kind of weird, but
you
I feel like
try
it might be okay.
Yeah, you want to try it.
I kind of want to try it.
There's nothing okay about that sandwich.
Yeah.
Nothing okay about that.
I feel like that's what Miracle Whip tastes like, is pineapple and mayonnaise put together.
Hello, Brooke and Jubal in the morning. What's the thing that your family did that you didn't realize was weird until you got older?
Well, every Christmas morning, we would all wait to go to the tree together to check out the gifts under the tree. Uh-huh. And we always noticed an unflushed poop in our toilet. Every Christmas morning, it was weird.
What?
And yeah. And you know, we would be like, oh, my God. And there was even, like, snow on the floor and boot prints. And you could, you could like, hear my dad in his room. He's burst out laughing, you know, and it's like he'd say, "Oh my God, Santa forgot to flush again."
Oh my God, Santa!
So it was the ritual to have a Santa poo left in your toilet.
Oh my God! We even left cookies and Pepto Bismol.
Oh my God!
I mean, I believed this for years.
I would say
unreal.
Impressive on your dad's part to time that out correctly.
Every Christmas.
Oh, I can't imagine how he did this every Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully. He didn't, like, save it from the day before and set the whole thing up.
Gross.
We're talking about when people finally realized when it was weird. Did you get to a certain age where you, like, talked to your friends and you said, "Hey, did you guys see the Santa poop from..."
Well, yeah. I mean, I used to always talk, you know, like, mention, you know, "Santa ever poop in your toilet?" You know? My friends are looking at me like, "What are you talking about?" This is crazy.
Yeah, don't be a bad kid. He's leaving a lot more than coal this year, okay?
Yeah.
My mom, every time she was constipated and she couldn't do the job, she would call me and my sister in to the toilet.
What?
And we would each choose one leg and we would push down on her leg. And she was like, 1, 2, 3. And she'd go, and we'd all go, and we would help my mom push.
Dude, she is mortified that you were sharing that right now.
Hold on.
It is weird.
And it was weird when I was 10 and I had a friend over and my mom was in the bathroom and I literally yelled, "Mom, you need me to come in there and help you?" And he's like, "With what?" I go, "Have you ever helped your mom push?" And he's like, "What are you talking about?" That was a big day for me.
Yeah, that would have been a big realization.
Like,
what are you talking about? You don't go into the bathroom and push down your mom's leg so she can go to the bathroom when she's constipated? What kind of weird family do you come from?
Oh God,
get out of here.
So
I thought you
weird.
Were my best friend. I don't even know you. Leave.
And I just am like picturing myself as a mom being like, "All right, kids.
Yeah, push. That was it. It was a family event."
Family bonding at its best right there.
Yeah. You're
for
gonna
sure.
bring that into your family once
no,
you have
definitely
kids?
Not. No.
Hello, Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
This is Erica.
Erica, do you think you can top Jose's story that he just shared about the weird thing that his family used to do that he didn't realize was weird until he a friend came over to his house?
I don't know about that, but this is pretty weird. So when I was growing up, and mind you, this was all through like middle school, high school, my family, whenever any of us would yawn, while we were yawning, our parents would stick a finger in our mouth.
Oh, we do that in my house.
That's messed
like,
up.
Currently we do that.
Yeah.
And you know what? My husband does it to me and I bite down on his finger because it's so annoying.
Oh.
Right. Like, I would never do that now. But so I was in college and my boyfriend was yawning and I stuck my finger in his mouth. And he looked at me terrified.
Yeah.
Just like, "What are you doing right now?"
Yeah.
And I was laughing, and that got very serious very fast.
He's like, no.
He's like, "That's not normal."
No, it's not normal.
He's like, "I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
It's over." Keep texting in 78592. What's the weird thing that your family used to do that you didn't realize was weird until you got older? Don't have a ton of time, but I do want to take another call. Hey, Martha, what's up?
Hey, so back when I was younger, during New Year's, my family, right at midnight, we would pack. Well, we wouldn't pack. We would have an empty suitcase.
Uh-huh.
And right when it hit midnight, we would run around the outside of the house a couple times. And it would signify that we were, like, trying to travel that year.
What?
Yeah, I would ask all my friends in elementary school, and they were like, "No one does that." And I was like, "Really? You don't? Like, that means you're going to travel that year."
Oh, wow. I hope you took a lot of family vacations.
Yeah, or then you don't take one, and then they're like, "Yeah, that was it. We traveled there, outside of the house, and then back in. We traveled."